This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Lincoln Day Dinner. Keynote speaker Tom Holman is with us. Mr. Holman, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Doing all right. In Arizona right now.
Good for you. Well, we got nice weather here in Illinois, so that's okay. Bring me up to date from your vantage point. I kind of believe it should be one of the major issues we're discussing as a country. The media has chosen not necessarily to go that direction. I'm going to get started in that. The national media. Give me the situation as you see it right now on the border. What's going on, and how has that changed dramatically since you were involved with the Trump administration?
Well, it's like night and day. On the Trump administration, we had the most secure border of my lifetime. I started in Border Patrol in 1984. I spent 34 years doing the job, and I can tell you when Trump left office, we had illegal immigration was at a 45-year low. It was down 83 to 90%, depending on what time frame you looked at. And within months, we went from the most secure border, 45-year low in illegal immigration, to historic, never seen before numbers. First year under Biden, 1.7 historic, 1.7 encounters, historic record. Second year, he beat his own record at 2.4 a million. And third year, total encounters, 3.2. So he has broken his own record 3 years in a row. We're on a glide path right now to break a new record. People say the numbers are down on the border, and they're not. They're still averaging about 6,000 a day coming between the port of entries. But what they did was they took thousands and moved them through a port of entry through a program he calls Legal Pathway, which isn't legal at all. So he's just playing a shell game. There's still probably 9,000 to 10,000 a day coming across our borders, either through a port of entry or through illegally. Between the port of entry, so we're still at record numbers every day. To this day, yesterday the numbers like 9,200 total.
You know, Mr. Holman, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) (ICE) certainly was attacked and criticized by many people, probably during this administration. As a member of that, and a member, you know, there were a lot of people on that team. How did that impact people who were on the ICE team, hearing what many people were being very, very critical and unfair, how ICE was operating? How did that impact the everyday worker?
Well, the false information being pushed out by the left was incredible, because if they looked at the numbers, 91% of everybody ICE arrests, 91%. Of everybody ICE arrests under the Trump administration was a criminal or pending criminal charges. So ICE was prioritized in the worst of the worst. They want to say that ICE goes to neighborhoods and, you know, do neighborhood sweeps and separate families. It's just not what they do. But look, it killed morale. And look, right now, I said from the beginning, when I was the director, they were calling for the abolishment of ICE. I said they're never going to abolish ICE. But they will abolish their mission, and they'll do that through their budget and to their policies, and that is exactly what the Biden administration has done. The 91% of criminals we arrested in the Trump administration, if you look at who they're arresting now, ICE, about 80% of that 91% we arrested is no longer on the table, because ICE just don't want to arrest illegal aliens for DUI anymore. They've been told by the Secretary Mayorkas that's not serious enough, right? They can do burglary. That's not serious enough. They got to be convicted of a serious criminal act before ICE can even target them for arrest. So arrests right now for ICE are at a historic low. At the same time, we got historic illegal immigration on the border. ICE has the lowest removal numbers in the history of the agency, because the DHS has commanded ICE not to do the job.
Mr. Holman, we are led to believe that the vast majority, almost every one of the people coming into the country across the borders are from Mexico or some Central American country. Do we have reason to believe that there are other countries that may be not as friendly to the U.S. that are sending people across that border?
Since Joe Biden's been president, Border Patrol's arrested people from 181 different countries. 181 countries. There's not too many countries left. So, yeah, they arrest people from countries that sponsor terror. They arrest people from Syria. They arrest people from Turkey. They arrest people from Iraq and Iran. They arrest people from North Korea. They arrest people from Russia. Over 30,000 Chinese and military-age males have crossed the border since Joe Biden's been president. So, yes, a lot of countries that sponsor terror, countries that don't like this country, have crossed that border and been released in the United States. On top of all of that, on top of all the numbers I've given you since we've been talking, we have over 2 million known gotaways, people that cross the border that are caught on video, drone traffic, or sensor traffic. They weren't apprehended. We just have their images because Border Patrol is so overwhelmed they can't get to go and arrest these people. 2 million people enter this country. We don't know who they are, where they're from, why they came, or where they're going. That's just scared the hell out of every American. Border Patrol's arrested over 360 people off the terrorist watch list crossing the southwest border.
Tom Holman will be...
2 million people in country sponsored terror.
I apologize. Tom Holman will be the Lincoln Day dinner keynote speaker. The 120th annual Lincoln Day dinner is Thursday, May the 9th, 6 p.m. at the BOS Center. He served for President Trump, long career in law enforcement, Mr. Holman. Border Patrol agent, investigator, special agent in charge. Mr. Holman, got to ask, with the atmosphere the way it is and the way things are, would you have another career in law enforcement based on what you're experiencing and what we are experiencing today?
I gave President Trump my promise. He comes back, I come back in a heartbeat, absolutely.
What in your mind, why would you go, you know, we hear that the way the media portrays him. Tell me from your perspective, the real Donald Trump.
I've been with Donald Trump many times. I've been in the Oval Office with him numerous times. I've been in Air Force One with him numerous times. I've been in meetings across the country with him. I travel with him. I still see him very often. The man loves America. And the man wants America back that you grew up in and I grew up in. He doesn't like the America we see right now. I don't recognize this America we're in right now. He will secure the border. 120 days will have a secure border. He'll do the job like this nation. Again, get us back to where we should be as a country. The man loves the country. Look, is he a perfect man? No, he's not a perfect man. If you want the next president of the United States to be perfect, then you better wait for the second coming of Jesus, because I never met a perfect man in my life. But I never met a man other than Donald Trump that loves the country more than he does. And that's just that. I've studied people for 34 years. That's what a special agent does. I'm telling you, the man loves the country. He wants to come back to the right thing for this country. I'm 100% behind him. He comes back, I come back.
Mr. Holman, thanks. Fascinating interview. Thanks for your time, and look forward to seeing you in Springfield on May 9th at the annual Lincoln Day dinner. Thanks, my friend, for checking in with us.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.